We're back to the podcast.
Oh,
welcome to the Cruise Cast, boys. Episode number 8.
What the fuck is going on?
So much happening right now. But welcome back to the podcast, episode number 8. I am Cruz. I'm here with my buddies Jeb. Do you want to give us
hello.
A note? There's Jeb, Noah. Noah's not going to talk, but Noah is here. And we've got our buddy and our fill-in for Mickey today, Maz. So if you guys want to check his stuff out, everything is always linked down below.
More Canadian representation.
Yes, another Canadian has joined the podcast today. We got a couple different topics we'll talk about and get into here in a sec. But first, I want to disclose our sponsor with Dream. Dream, thank you. If you don't know, you can use code CRUISE to get 10% off. They are sponsoring the podcast. I happen to be wearing one of their hoodies today. Super comfortable. Highly recommend. Merch is also on sale until the 26th of this month. So if you are thinking of getting some, make sure you mark your calendars and all that jazz. Again, you can get code CRUISE with 10% off. Dream does 10% with mental health charities of every purchase. It goes to a great cause. You get to support your creators, a dope clothing brand, and also mental health awareness. So there is all that, if you did not know. Linked all down below.
Just to dive into it, Jeff, you mentioned something about Canadian representation. I'm starting to think that maybe there's a little bit too much Canadian representation on the podcast.
What do you mean by that?
One is the other week we had Jack. That's a lot of Canadians.
We had Jackie.
We've only had Canadian guests.
Come on. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Literally all the guests have been Canadians.
Maybe we're just built different.
Maybe it's just we're just better.
Oh, so what happens when we have poutine?
Dude, poutine is great. I was craving it the other day. I'm sad. I miss poutine.
I actually want to talk about that real quick because, like, that's something that I no longer really crave in my life. Poutine.
Wait,
no,
really?
You had too much of it.
So when I was going to school, there was a poutine place on campus. I forget the name of it, but it's one of the like prominent places that you can go to get like poutines. And so they had like a pretty cheap deal on like Tuesdays where I could just that was the burger place, but like they were pretty realistically priced. I'd go too often, right? I'm having those fries with the gravy with the chicken or like other stuff, because you can like change it up, you know, you can add some shit. And so my girlfriend got a poutine like the other week there, and it's just like the thought of it. That and burgers nowadays kind of just makes me
burgers.
Yeah,
on,
I've had
you
too many burgers.
You gotta love burgers.
Like I don't know. I just think of burgers, and it's just like I just think of this one that I used to have nonstop on campus, and it's just like it just does not my appetite just goes.
Okay, if we're gonna talk about food though, there's this little restaurant that has been like built out, but hasn't opened. It's just been like sitting for like a couple months, and it's like a sushi place and a ramen place. It's a little tiny restaurant. I'm like, fuck yeah, finally we'll get a sushi restaurant by me again. And it finally opened like 2.5 weeks ago. Holy shit,
it's disappointing.
No, it's fantastic.
Oh, is this
the prices?
Oh, it's
the
so
prices
ass.
Are incredible.
Is this the place you took pictures from and went to last time?
Yeah, but that we got takeout. Can't get takeout from there.
Yeah.
No takeout. You got to go in, sit and eat.
Yeah.
Because the takeout's not bad, but it's not as good as it is when you're sitting down and eating there.
Yeah, right when it's fresh at that second. I agree. That's fair.
We had like a whole bunch of rolls, appetizers. It was like $80. It's cheap as fuck, and it's so good.
Dude,
so
you're making me crave sushi again.
When are you taking us, bro?
Yeah, where are you going?
Huh? What's going on, bro?
You got your second shot, Maz?
Soon?
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta wait.
Come on, September. Let's
gotta wait till September. Then
I guess so, bro.
You guys got like a huge shipment of Moderna in recently, though. I feel like it should be going by like pretty quick there.
No, like, are you talking about me? Like,
yeah,
over here. No, yeah, like my thing's coming soon. It's just like I just have to wait the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have to wait the 2 months. I already hit my first shot, so I have to wait the 2 months for the second.
I see.
For the second shot.
How long we've been vaccinated, how many?
Well, to be fair, it's like getting made in the U.S., right? So, like, yeah, we kind of, I thought it was.
You guys are the ones who are like, it's patented. We don't have any sort of production up here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, you guys gave us the shitty one. You guys gave us AstraZeneca, which we use nonstop, and then like you started, you know, making us realize, hey, maybe we shouldn't be using AstraZeneca. and then we get it all imported. We don't create any ourselves, which is a reason why it's been
kind of fucking wild.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you know, it is the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got my second shot a few weeks ago, and
was it really a few weeks ago?
It was. Wow. Let me check the exact date.
Yeah, I thought it was 13th.
Okay, so it's been a month.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Exactly. A month. Exactly.
Look at that. So
exactly 1 month since I got my my second shot. There.
Congratulations, Jeb. 1 month.
Oh my god. Thank you. Oh my god. It's so.
Wow. The whole.
Oh my god. I'm just gonna. Oh my god, thank you so much.
Take a bow.
Good job, bro.
All the homies gotta hang out, dude. I can't freaking wait.
It's gonna be a vibe.
I know. I feel like no cons are really gonna be fun this year. The ones that are going on.
That's why,
like,
we're doing Vegas for New Year's.
I know it's gonna be hectic, but it'd be fucking fun to do that. I'd be so down.
I've never said that jokingly,
I've always thought you've been kidding about that.
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I feel like going to Vegas with Noah or with Maz would be... Maz, are you even 21?
Yeah, I'm 21 this year.
This year? 2000. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'm 2000, bro.
Wait.
I'm 21.
2000 kids are turning 21. Hold on.
It's 2021. Do the math.
No. It's not about. It's not about you being born in 2000. It's
It's about.
I thought you were way fucking older than that.
How old did you think I was?
I thought you were 22.
You were like my age. I thought you were like 25.
No offense to you.
Trust me, it's not great. It's not great up here. It's not great.
For some reason, like, people think like. When I was 16, I swear people thought I was like 20 something. I'm like, no, I'm just.
So you were the guy that your friends, they were like, hey, Maz, go buy us some alcohol. They won't card you.
The thing is, I never drank, so there's no point. there's no point in me doing that though. But then the thing is, like, you could drink at 19, so everyone was kind of set up, like in Canada. So,
especially if you lived, like, I lived really close to the Quebec border, so people literally when they turn 18 just. You hop on a bus for 20 minutes, you're over. You can drink.
Yeah, true.
You just, like, Quebec gets trashy.
Damn.
Especially with all, like, it's just weird. But no, we don't. You just, it's easy here in Canada, dude.
Yeah, everything is fine in Canada. I think
US is struggling,
weed
bro.
Legal, like, countrywide?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was federal for you guys.
Yeah, federally
legal.
Yeah. We can carry it on planes.
Wait,
that
what?
Fly. Only in Canada.
Canadian.
Yeah, but that's still like weird to think about.
Is, that's a little something we like to call trafficking.
Oh man.
No, it's so weird because like my cousins are like huge potheads. Mm-hmm. And I know when they came out here to BSB, they were like, dude, it's so...
I know
Jeff's cousins. Bro, whenever we play Rocket League...
15 minutes, you hear the bong rip over Discord.
Every time we play Rocket League with my cousin, or literally anything, the first thing you hear is just...
Does the bong instantly...
Here, hold up. I got...
oh no.
Basically.
By the way, for you audio listeners, it's not my bong. I'm putting water in my mouth and I'm facing my face down and gargling.
A fucking bong.
I'm going
asshole.
Like 420 written all over it, bro.
It's like a $700 bong,
a glass bong that is literally just.
It's actually gold encrusted on the rim. Actually, gold bong.
She got her logo laser etched on the.
That would be ridiculous. No one's lagging out, dude.
Taylor's ass modeled, and you just made a bong that had Taylor's ass?
God, that's crazy.
I smoke the bong out of Taylor's ass.
Bro, that's goals.
This podcast is sponsored by Dream.
Really making our dreams.
I'm not even going to ask that question because I don't want to know how that works. I don't want to know the logistics.
Oh man.
That's strange.
No. It's just so weird, though, to know that you can literally just hop on a flight. You can go through security with just...
It's lit.
It's just, obviously, you can't smoke
Canada's
it up on
the plane.
Canada's
very progressive. You can't.
You can't smoke it up on the
Canada's
plane.
Canada's not that progressive.
You're not going to... What do you want to do? Hotbox like, the plane, bro?
I mean, you can't even smoke really cigarettes and you're not supposed to even vape on a plane. Like, you're not going to be able to smoke a weed on a plane. Like,
you're going to hotbox the plane. Everyone just comes out high as hell.
Or, it gives the Mile High Club a new fucking definition. That's all I'm saying.
I did that once on the way to a convention.
Smoked on a plane?
No, my brother and I ate edibles at the very entrance of the airport.
Oh, no. I bet that
was. How
was
that like?
No, it was fantastic, actually. It was real nice. Good. Got off the plane real fucking hungry, though.
Like, oh, dude, did you not get a snack on the plane?
It's like a 3-hour flight. They don't serve shit. Just drink.
Peanuts, dude. You get a little pocket peanuts.
You get the little waffle.
You know?
Always get them snacks on the plane. Weirds me out that you don't.
Bro, but like one thing.
I don't get hungry on planes. And plus, who wants to eat plain fucking peanuts?
Hey, food's food.
You're like the opposite of Josh. Josh likes really weird, like, I mean, I don't know if it made it onto the other podcast, but
yeah,
he
it did.
Orders a hamburger with lettuce only from some fancy ass restaurant. But like, I feel like you do the opposite.
I bet this would be good with some grape jelly on my eggs.
It is good. Homemade jam on eggs is great. It's super good. It's a perfect like sweet like and
make
salty
fun of you
combo.
For what, Jeb?
Ketchup on eggs, but she puts jam on eggs?
No, yeah. I didn't say
sometimes.
Either one of those things was okay.
I didn't. Ketchup and jam on eggs?
Ketchup on eggs is weird, but it's not as weird as you dipping your grilled cheese in ketchup.
That's not weird.
That is. Just
it is
get
very
soup.
Weird.
It's so much
weird.
Better
yeah.
with soup.
It's weird, but not as weird as the eggs. I feel like the eggs is weirder.
Yeah.
Have you never had like scrambled eggs just with like a dash of ketchup?
I have hot sauce. Why would I put ketchup on it?
Because maybe I want something sweeter than hot sauce. I don't know.
But at that point, if you want something sweeter, why would you not just use jam or jelly?
Oh my god.
Why would you use jam or jelly on eggs, Matt? We're not diving down this conversation.
No, we're not going down this road.
No, we are
going
down
this
conversation. It is great. It is, but you can't get the store-bought shit. It has to be homemade jelly or jam.
What am I going to do? Spend 3 months growing fruits so I can put some fucking jam on my eggs? No, that's so much effort for so little reward.
No, it is worth it. I promise you. It is so worth it.
Did you understand how much time it requires to
just
grow
have it, just
fruits
get a
and
garden.
Vegetables?
Just get a garden.
It doesn't grow itself.
Don't have backyards.
Just,
what do you mean just get a garden?
Just have a garden, bro. It's easy. Yeah. Just
grow a garden. You see that natural park? Just grow some berries on there. Keep going back and
nobody's
forth.
Nobody's going to know. Just hide it back in the woods.
Don't get to it.
Nobody's gonna know.
No one's gonna know. They never know.
Hey, so what's the difference between jam and jelly?
No.
I've already fallen for that one time.
I can't jelly my dick in your ass.
God, I hate it here. And this episode of the podcast is now over, only 13 minutes in. And
this
we're
is the last
already
episode
wrapping
Maz
up.
Has been. This is the last episode Maz is going to be on the podcast. It was a good run, guys.
Hey, guys, I've been Jet Powers. Thank you so much. I will never be back.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man, dude.
Oh, no, but when it comes to like going back to like the Vegas thing real fast, so, like I was thinking about like on my TikTok, I've been liking certain things because I want to do like vlog stuff soon, and like most of them are like a lot of places open up in Toronto, which like really good food places. But there's a specific place that's like a gigantic go-kart place in Vegas, and I said like whenever I go there, I'm gonna get like as many because I know like a couple of content friends that are in Vegas, and just like get as many people as we can, and we just go on like the giant track and we just do a race together.
There's a place in Vegas you can go and fire machine guns.
I like go-karts.
I like go-karting too. Go-karting sounds more fun.
No, it's like guns, yeehaw. Y'all are like go-kart, Mario Kart.
I'm not even Southern, but like that place is crazy.
It looks cool. I've seen, but yeah, the videos from it look neat. I'd be down for both.
I just want to.
I feel like a machine gun would knock me on my ass, though.
I feel like a pistol. I feel like a handgun would knock me on my ass.
I mean, you guys are Canadian, so I'm assuming you've never. Like,
I have.
Fired.
Okay. Wow. Toxic.
I have my firearms license, dude.
Okay. Do you own? Have you ever shot a firearm, Jeb?
No.
How do you have a firearms license and you've never?
It's like flying. It's like getting. I don't like. You don't really have to.
Were you about to say it's like flying? I was like,
no, what I was gonna say is it's like getting your flying license, your pilot's license, whatever. You have to learn the stuff first, and then like I don't know.
It's not like getting a pilot's license at all.
No, you're right. That's why I stopped talking about it. But then like you brought it back up, so I can. They give you a bunch of like dud guns, you know, things that are like had the firing pin removed, like no ammunition, whatever. And they allow you to practice on that or whatever and kind of learn like firearm safety. It's called I don't know what the card is called, man, but it allows me to own and store a handgun in my house if I so chose to. But I'd have to be again a part of a like a firearms club or something, or a club of some sort in order to do that. But again, it was literally like 2 days worth of classes. It was like 8 hours on one day for.
Were you just bored one day and you're like, "What should I do?"
No,
gun license.
It was because my dad was going to get his because the work that he does or used to do.
Yeah,
like he used to work for the RCMP there, right? So it's like it's all guns and everything nearby there. So as trying to set a good example to all of his colleagues and like trying to regulate a new thing, he went ahead and wanted to do that. And I figured might as well do it alongside him. So
nice.
Yeah, it literally took like 8 hours on a Saturday and then 5 hours on a Sunday to get a license for both like shotguns, rifles, and when I say rifles, I mean like hunting rifles and handguns.
God, and this guy wants to buy a new guitar. He doesn't even own a gun yet.
Why would I want to own a gun, dude?
What's the point of owning a gun in Canada?
If you're gonna come to America, bro, you gotta be strapped up.
Can you? Bro. I don't think you could bring a firearm over the border, right?
If you check it, probably.
Definitely not at an airport.
Yeah, I think you would have. Wouldn't you? Can't you travel with guns if you check them though?
You can.
Maybe.
I know, like certain.
I'm pretty certain.
It has to be for again, like for hunting reasons. I think you can't. Yeah. Or for sport, maybe? Because I know... I don't know.
I know that from in Canada, the only reason why you should ever have a gun in your vehicle is for hunting. Or hunting or for sport. Like
hunting for sport.
Okay, here's the TSA answer. Firearms must be unloaded and locked in as a hard-sided container and transported as checked baggage only. Firearm parts, including firearm frames and receivers, are prohibited in all carry-on baggage and also must be placed in checked baggage. So you can. It's just got to be in checked bag.
You just have to store it properly.
How do we feel about hunting for sport?
How do you mean?
I mean, like, people who hunt for sport, it's just like they want to mount kids and shit in their balls.
Yeah, I think that's like weird. I like hunting and stuff.
Stupid.
Yeah, Discord's being really stupid. So I think it's fine to hunt, like if you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna eat it and all this other stuff for population control if you need to do that and all that crap. But I feel like the hunting for sport stuff is like weird personally.
Yeah, for sport, like I feel like if there's a way that somehow everything that was hunted, it automatically gets turned into food, then like maybe it wouldn't be that bad. But I don't know what they do with it. So I'm gonna be honest. I'm on the side of it being bad.
Maz over here, like I want to shoot duck and have cooked dinner.
Yeah.
Have you ever had ducks before?
I have. It's very gamey.
Duck is fantastic.
Bro, I know this is.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I know this is completely random and very weird. But so my mom is Ghanaian, right? So my parents went down to Ghana a while ago, and they had pretty much like the food that they were having, like there was no, like they probably did have refrigerators, but they just didn't bother. So what they had was they had food like completely fresh. So it was weird because like my parents said like it was literally the best beef and like whatever that they ever had in their entire life. And then my dad came back to Canada, and because everything's just processed, it ended up like literally like messing with the stomach terribly. I know it's completely random, but I just thought of it when you guys said hunting. It's just the fact that like how like they had such fresh food over there that when they came over here and everything's processed, like their stomachs couldn't digest it. And it's kind of weird because we digest it consistently.
Well, I mean, that's because that's what we're fucking used to. But like, that's absolutely a thing.
Mm.
if you go like anywhere and you eat food that's like vastly different from what your body is used to, it'll fuck you up. In the same way that if people are like, I don't want to eat meat anymore, and then one day they're like, oh, you know, I'll have some meat again, like it'll fuck you up.
Mm. Bodies are weird.
You know, it's super. I love like deer meat. Like we have family and stuff that go deer hunting and stuff. But they, I mean, they always like, you know, the bones that, or the antlers go to like dogs or
deep freeze.
Yeah, and I know some people that it's like after skinning and like donating that stuff, or like even, you know, taking like the meat and like giving it to the people in town that need it, and then like eating it yourselves and giving it to family and all that. You know, then they do like the taxidermy stuff. Like, I don't think taxidermy is inherently bad either.
No, no.
It's just, again, if you're just killing shit and you're not using the meat and all that other stuff, I feel like it's just like an ego thing, I suppose. But
like the people that go to Africa and hunt elephants and shit, like,
oh,
that,
yeah, they, that's extinct, yeah, animals
just for the fun of it.
Yeah, the extinction shit is like fucked up.
Big pain.
Oh,
pain.
Speaking of, mm-hmm. I found this game yesterday.
Oh,
I've
no,
never heard of it before.
What is this?
But
game?
I think it's I gotta go back into my DMs with Noah.
It's called like, Second Extinction.
It's called Second Extinction. And so it's literally like, it's like, it's a first person shooter,
uh-huh,
where you're like dropped onto a planet or something. I don't really know how to describe it, but like instead of zombies, you have a bunch of like dinosaurs that are kind of like attacking you.
Uh-huh.
So you have like little raptors or like big ass T-Rexes. So it's kind of like Monster Hunter in that sense of like you're killing big shit. And I don't know, but like it looked kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like watching it, it looks like it could be fun for like 25 minutes of just like, you know, killing the dinosaurs again, you know, Second Extinction, might as well just like end them all again.
I feel but like I that's just like, yeah, the Skull Game. It was fun for like 30 minutes and then
Skull Game,
the bully game, whatever we played.
Yeah, we're like two of us were the teachers and then the other two were the students.
Yeah, what the fuck, yeah, was that game called?
I know exactly. A lot of people made videos on that. I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. I uninstalled it so fast. I actually might have refunded it because it was, we literally played it for that short amount of time. But I feel you.
But we have memories.
Yeah, we
do. Fun for the moment.
That's true. Oh my goodness. So, I guess another topic I wanted to bring up was kind of like there's been some stuff going on. We have a friend who was like getting, or rather, I'm closer with her. I'm playing with her more often, but there's people that misinterpreted the crap out of shit she posted online for context, and it wasn't that it was her fault. It's just people misinterpreted it, and she does what a lot of other creators do, and it's again, topic we're kind of going into, but she blocked a bunch of people and people misinterpreted it and were trying to quote unquote cancel her because of stuff that, just because she blocked people essentially and people misinterpreting things that she'd done, and she even clarified it, and they still wanted her to quote unquote apologize. It's just like, dude, super frustrating. And like, especially if people don't know, if you see someone being a dick online or supporting dick behavior, like, I don't know about you guys, I block those people. I don't care if I've never like associated with them before. I don't care if they've messaged me. I've gone to the extent of where if I see like all these people following said person that's like posting really nasty shit regularly, I will literally block their whole followers list. Anybody that follows that person, I think, is like, I deem a shitty, pretty much close to being a shitty person. I don't ever want to associate with that group. And so people were literally trying to cancel her, saying, like, refusing to listen to that context and like trying to make her out to be quote unquote racist and all this other stuff. When, like, it was literally, she's friends with people of, like, large-ass Minecrafters, and so she uses, like, a nuke block tool. And, like, that was what it was.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that before.
Yeah, and people are, like, freaking out about it, and it's so fucking frustrating. It's like, well, maybe if these people, like, pay attention to who the hell they're associating with and their behavior online, like, it's so stupid to cancel people over that. I hate the cancel culture climate so fucking much.
I think it depends how closely associated to that person you are. Like, because, I mean, I definitely, like, I'm not, like, you know, really paying attention to who exactly I'm following all the time. Especially when you're, like, a huge content creator.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it really depends on the matter. When I'm seeing like a 500 follower Andy or whatever it is, you know, and they're yikes, and it's hurts. it's an anonymous account. Well, not like that it's an actual person, but it's those anonymous accounts. Their whole track record is them shitting on people. It's these people are replying and favoriting and supporting that shit. Like, I like, no, of course you're going to get blocked. You like, do people I don't know why people think that no one pays attention to that shit, or they don't have managers that do. Like, you're going to get blocked. If you're acting like an asshole, you're supporting assholes. Like, you're going to be blocked. Just like,
right.
It's like, imagine.
I don't know why people think it's weird to just like block a whole bunch of people on social media. Like,
I don't either. It's like, why no one has to give you the light of day. Like, it's no different than IRL.
I get to choose to see what I want to see on there.
Yeah,
if your
exactly.
shit's not that, then, you know, fucking get over it.
Yeah, it's
just,
yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, when it comes to the whole blocking thing, just a lot of people are just like, I don't know, I'm not really scared, but kind of just like, they don't want to be seen as like bad when they block someone, even if like it's a valid reason to like block someone. So that also could just be a thing. It's just like,
oh, I totally
just because of that.
I feel bad when people have that mindset, because I kind of used to be that way like 4 years ago, I would say. But if like, I just don't give a shit anymore. Like, I don't, people can think they're winning. Like, I know that I'm living rent free in their head and they're going to cry about it. Like, whatever. Even if they think they've like won or whatever. I know that they're like literally thinking about it. I've hit the block button. I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, that's how I see that shit. I'm like, if I blocked you, like, I literally, you're off the face of the earth in my mind and all that other shit. It's like, I don't want to see that shit. But I feel bad for people that like literally don't block. I've seen some creators, especially larger ones, that didn't do that, and they like really regret it now that they've gotten to the size that they have, because then those people literally just sit and fester in your community. It's like, you don't deserve that. I don't care what size creator you are. You don't deserve to hear people literally just shitting on you all the time. They don't get to say whatever the hell they want. Like, you could have the right in person to walk away from that. Why can't you do that on social media? You don't have to listen to them.
Yeah, I feel like, and this, you know, this might be a hot take. I'm born in Canada, but I'm raised British because my whole family's like British, and I'm the first one like Canadian over here.
Mm-hmm.
What I realized from being raised British, watching a lot of like UK stuff and European stuff, and then coming over to Canada and America, is a lot of like North Americans are softer than the UK. And what I mean by that is,
yeah,
I wouldn't say snowflakes, but I would not say that. because how I see it is that, like, for example, like, there's a lot of stuff that like I would say, and I don't know how to explain it. If it was a UK, like, if it's a UK person, that they would just be like, okay, cool, that's fine. Like, it's like constructive criticism from like someone who's like European. But if I were to say it to a North American, it would seem like I'm hating on them or something like that. So there's also like a very strong flip, because that's why you see a lot of like people just becoming like, I guess, like, involved into things or just offended over things that like are not meant to be offended, offensive.
Maz, you know when we did that nuclear titties bit?
Please don't tell me someone got offended for that.
Yes. I had a group of five people on TikTok that tried to cancel me. I shit you not.
Nuclear titties.
Yes,
girl.
And people were calling them out and being like, shut the fuck up. That's so stupid to cancel someone over. But I'm like, dude, you literally cannot joke about literally anything without people like getting butt hurt. I was in a recording session last night, and you know the surprise bitch meme? I said there was a motherfucker camping on Silo on Hackney Yard. And so I said, surprise, bitch. And I started evil cackling, like, because I killed them. And I had the round and kill cam and shit. And this girl comes off over mic, and she's like, who you call bitch, cunt, blah, 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 and like freaking the fuck out. And literally all of us after the round go, that was awkward. Does she not know her memes? Like, I was like, it's fucking COD. Like, everybody's talking smack. No one knew it was a girl or any of this other crap. I'm like, holy shit, dude. People get literally there's like racial slurs and stuff like that. But like, dude,
you were playing Call of Duty, and that game's toxic as shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she was being toxic to you, jokingly, but seriously enough for you to
foaming.
She was probably salty as
fuck. No, she was. Like, she was genuine. If I showed you the recording, that girl I mean, she was literally yelling hard in her mic. Like, she was very mad. Bro. Like, it was just, like, ridiculous.
That kind of goes to, like, another thing, because what you said, like, you said, like, I don't personally love anymore because, okay, the C word, like what you said, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think that word's bad. Like, people freak out over it.
But the thing is, though, right? So I'm born British, but then, and I'm like around like a lot of European people, we say that like every other word.
Mm-hmm.
But then I came over here and I was walking downtown with my homies from high school like a while ago, and like I said it, and you just saw
people were like,
and I'm like, I'm like, yo, what did I do? Something wrong? And then I'm just like, and then like I walked up to someone in my high school. I'm like, yo, get a cut. And then she was like, and I'm like, yo, whoa,
you're about to lose your nads.
Whoa. I'm like, yo, dog, relax. I'm just trying to say hello.
Cultural differences.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm part of the effort to make that commonplace in the United States.
No, you're
I'm
right.
Tired
people
of not being able to say cunt.
It's just a lot of things I can't say and a lot of things I can't act like. There's been times, right, to where like I'm playing with someone and then like I know that if they were British I could say something, but if because they're North American I don't want to offend them, and it sucks because like sometimes it's just constructive criticism, but I know how a lot of people think and they just take it as an attack, and it sucks that a lot of people take things as an attack instead of a constructive criticism. It's the same way that I can't have conversations because I want to have conversations, but mm-hmm. people turn conversations into arguments and I give up because I'm not trying to have an argument. I'm trying to have a conversation.
Counter devil's advocate. Like, depending on the scenario you go about it, like if you brought that shit up to me, like I would be like, oh, that's fine. Like there's like mm-hmm. the genuine constructive criticism. I think we've all given it to one another before. I think we could kind mm-hmm. of agree to that. And it depends on how you word everything, right? Like some random mm-hmm. user online, like, cause a lot of people like to cross the territory of using deconstructive criticism to shit on someone and then claim it's quote unquote constructive criticism. Right. Cause there's a difference mm-hmm. between bringing something up and like actually being genuine about some shit. And then you're just being like, oh, this fucking sucks, blah, 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 like at a person. Mm-hmm. And all that crap. So that was just my devil's advocate. I wanted to.
People are so sensitive here, though. Like,
no,
because
oh my god.
I think I have to thank like a few people that I played games with growing up to who like desensitized me to, you know, like just the basic bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I played a lot of games with some British folks growing up. You know, shout out to Chaz and Jadzy and them. But like
mm-hmm.
It's funny how getting used to their humor, their jokes, and not, it's good. But like as you guys mentioned, like I don't think cunt's like that bad of a word. But I had a chat with some folks not too long ago, and just like that's a word that if you say that will like get you knocked. The
They'll
fuck
be
out.
Like, hey,
just like
leave.
Well, it's just like they would say, and again, they would say it's one below the N word in my mind. Really?
Brother.
What?
No, man.
No.
I would put it nowhere crazy. Near. What? And it's just like that's what I'm saying. It's just like people nowadays are so fucking sensitive. I actually could not deal with my sister for a good few years because any word that would come out of my mouth would piss her off. And I played Call of Duty growing up. She was like,
that's a good point too, though, Jeb, because like even the people that are angry all the time, like real shit on social media, claim that they're not sensitive and they are. We're in like a really, I feel like, weird hyper like sensitive on both spectrums.
I don't even
culture
think we're
right
in
now.
A weird hypersensitive thing. It's just that everybody has different things that they're sensitive about, and anyone who is sensitive to something that someone else isn't, that person's gonna be like, Jesus Christ, why are you so soft? Why are you such a softie? Mm. Like, it all just depends on the person.
Yeah.
And what they're comfortable
but
with.
I guess what I, like, just with more so the topic at hand, like, you have, it's like polar opposites. So, like, the stuff that happened with, like, the person that we know, that, like, we know and stuff, like, getting attacked over something that someone else literally misinterpreted and they decided to twist to a nasty agenda despite giving reasoning and they still wanted her to apologize for that, which was just complete bullshit, right? Mm. And then people saying that, like, she was being chill about it and they were being still pushing that agenda and saying, like, she wasn't willing to listen and all this other crap. And then you have, and that's people being overly sensitive over something, made it into something that was never there, right? And refusing to back down. So you have that hypersensitive group of people. And then you have the other side of people that think, like, saying racial slurs towards people with hate rhetoric is like quote unquote okay. There's a difference between like, you know, Maz here making a joke about himself and his culture versus like, you know, some dude shouting the N-word at him. Does, you know what I mean? And like, there's a clear distinction between that and like the middle ground. And like all both of these hard sides of the hate rhetoric, thinking that's quote unquote okay to say, and then the hypersensitive turning everything into a fucking issue. Like, I feel like so many people are on those sides versus in the middle.
Well, like, I have a thing for literally both of those situations, luckily, that happened recently. So, yeah. I guess, so, about the whole, like, racist aspect, I'm Hold going on. To rush
What do you mean,
today.
Luckily?
No, because it works for both. It works. But listen. Wow. So
I'm so lucky
today,
someone was racist to me.
Boy, am I so happy.
Man, like, honestly. But, like, so listen, right? So, I was playing with Rush literally today, and we're on COD, and he was explaining that he just bought the sweat, like, a certain sweat skin. I was disapproving of, obviously, on Warzone.
The rose skin, is that what it was? Off.
No, it was the big squat skin, the all black squat skin.
Okay.
It's still like not, it's still sweaty though. But pretty much he said that like one of the main reasons why he switched off was because he was playing solos the other day, and his normal character is like the black lumberjack.
Yeah.
And he said he got three kills in a row, hard R. Instantly, like literally,
oh,
killed them,
God.
Boom, killed them, boom, all three different people back to back to back. And he's just like, bro, I'm just trying to play COD, right? So that's that side,
right?
Because those people either think it's fun or whatever, but they just like hit him with that.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I'm not going to mention who it was, but one of my friends pretty much talked to me about it. Pretty much, you know, when we play COD, there's sometimes where, like, you just, like, you dust a kid on COD and you see TTV in their name. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, bro, you're so ass. You're never going to grill TTV, dumbass, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And everyone does it. Everyone does it for fun. We're all aware of that. But then when it comes to, like, the high percentage side, there's people who have, like vendettas or, like, goals behind that. And what happened was one of my friend's friends ended up doing that. And the person clipped it, posted on TikTok. Oh my God, this big streamer said I would never grow. This is so sad. Literally, they grew from it, and the person got so much hate. Because, and it was just a meme literally saying, oh, blah, 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 you suck, you know, you're never going to grow.
Yeah.
That person got so much hate, had to ban hundreds of people like a day.
That's
and
ridiculous.
Like, there's both sides. You just get either the
Jesus,
hard R every
dude.
Day or you just get used for views. And it's just like,
yeah,
what's going to be today? Just flipping the coin.
Yeah.
It's nutty, bro.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. Holy
Welcome
shit.
Welcome to the internet, you know?
And what's crazy is that people encourage that behavior, man.
Oh,
like,
bro.
Holy crap. Imagine not knowing. It's just like the surprise bitch, like, thing or gotcha bitch memes. Like, and then people literally not knowing TTV is a huge meme. Most people that even put it in their clan tags and shit don't fucking stream. Like, it's just,
bro.
It is a joke. It's to, like, trigger people. And so to encourage that meme, like, that. Ay, 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 bro.
Like, I feel like this all, like, to be fair, though, this all happened in Call of Duty, right?
Oh, yeah, both situations happened
Call
in Call of
Duty.
Call of Duty
amplifies everything, like, fucking
a
hundredfold. Like,
so
no matter what. Because, like, we all know, we've all played Call of Duty growing up. You experience some really bad shit playing with people in there. Especially in, like, S&D lobbies. I remember back in the day on Xbox. Like, that fucking changed. That made me into the man I am today, you know?
Bro, I've never really been a COD person. Always Battlefield at heart because I just love Battlefield. But I was, whenever I edit, I watch Nick Merckx or Tim the Tatman. And I was watching Nick the other day, and he was pretty much explaining the fact that, like, back in S&D days, like, it was serious. Like, people getting swatted daily. Like, people, like, they know your address. They're apparently his mom's family's, like, his sister, everything, getting death threats, actual people,
just
like, hunting
imagine
down.
Caring
from
about losing
destroy.
In a non-ranked game.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. People doxing was such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Fucking,
yeah.
Like, it's so
And then they made
crazy.
It a fucking crime.
Yeah. Dude, I have a really, like, morbid story for this. So, you know that guy in Kansas City that got shot from the swatting, like a false swatting in the house? So that same shooter, our friend, I'm Cody, he literally back in, like, 2012 or something, okay? He got swatted by that guy. He told the police didn't take it seriously, all this other stuff. Like, when the SWAT people showed up to his house, he's lucky him and his family didn't get hurt. And he told those police, okay, in Ohio that those guys, that this is what they do and blah, blah, and the SWAT people didn't take it seriously and all this other shit and like FBI being involved and all that crap. They didn't take it fucking seriously. So that guy and that guy in I get really heated about it because it's like that guy in Kansas City could like just straight up not have had to deal with that or his family had they just fucking taken it seriously when it was brought up back in 2012. But they'd fucking
on
don't.
On top of that. Motherfuckers could just not get so salty over fucking
I know
Call of
no
Duty
but
lobby
it's both it's a both thing
and kill people yeah.
But that, but like they're gonna do it until those fucking repercussions are there right it calmed down after they started cracking out. Cody had that guy's whole fucking information and handed it to them.
How long ago was it that some kid shot up a fucking Madden tournament because he lost?
Yep
he
yeah
lost.
No that was
he
like 4 years ago
match. And he shot up a Madden tournament in Tampa, Florida.
Actually, I think that was 2018 because TwitchCon, that was the year they made you take, you couldn't take purses in anymore. All the cons were making you take in clear bags. You weren't allowed to have, like, so, like, girls, like, you're, I mean, you have tampons and stuff, and it's like, you know, so that's now you got showing through, which is kind of fucking weird. Like, it just, those motherfuckers ruin it for everybody. How that got through, too, just makes no sense, but.
Yeah. Well, it's a like fucking video game.
I know.
Tournament.
No, it's stupid. It's, people
they don't even search you.
Yeah,
it's nutty because like
they shouldn't have to.
Nick Merckx was talking about it for like literally 20 minutes, and one thing that he brought up was that where he used to live, like he moved now, but where he used to live, he got swatted so often that the SWAT team would call him and say everything good. Like, they changed numbers because he got swatted so unbelievably often over and over and over again. And he's still saying he gets swatted, like, once a week. And then apparently, like, there was, like, I don't know if this is true or not because I was watching, like, a drama news channel, so it was scarce, right? So, but he said it and pretty much saying that XQC apparently might be trying to move back to Canada because he gets swatted every day. Or like almost every day, or
yeah, he's
like
been
that.
Talking
I don't know if
about
that's true
like he's been having to. Yeah, he's talked about it.
I thought XQC was moving back to Canada to circumvent gambling laws.
No,
that's
that
what
was
a lot of people
a, that
said
was a rumor.
It could be, but people then were, like I feel like the swatting is more.
So
important.
Yeah, so I actually saw because I tend to keep up with stuff like that. So he was saying. He was trying to avoid talking about it, and as well as the like FBI and all that other crap had recommended he not talk about it. So he was, when he was bringing up he was needing to move and all this other stuff, he was just trying to not talk about it and kind of keep it on the down low. Well, people fucking pushed him into talking about it because they spread the rumors that it was for gambling. Which is like, yeah,
sense.
So he was really mad he had to even bring it up, which like, fucking poor dude.
Yeah, the clip he was clearly not happy.
Well,
just like,
I will say, God. That sucks, but also, you know, take a look at the kind of people XQC has in his community.
Yeah, but you can't. There's a certain
like
level where you like. I mean, you can't. I will say when he started growing, he didn't do a good job about moderating his community, and neither did his mods. So yes, but no. I would say like the other counterpoint is he doesn't deserve that. The swatting, like, no matter what. Like, I don't care who you are. You
I'm not saying he deserves to be swatted. Yeah. I'm saying like the people that pushed him into talking about it.
Oh, yeah. No, well, yeah, it's, yeah, you have shitty people hanging around and doing that. But that there's just hate watchers that do that shit. That's like anyone taking like anything super seriously or checking clips out of context and stuff. That's like, it's super obvious when shit's being drama baited and streamers still milk that shit.
Bro, talking about flipping drama baited, one thing, the reason why I started, the true reason why I fell in love with Symphony streams is because I started watching him and everyone was like, oh my God, this guy's a hacker. He's a Warzone streamer. He's flipping cracked out of his mind. What he used to do is, because everyone kept on calling him a hacker, he would shoot a guy, down him, and then just flick to a random building or just flick to the sky for no reason. And every once in a while, because he did it so often, he would down a guy, flick to the sky, and actually beam a guy at the sky. And then he was like, oh. And then everyone's like, oh, somebody's hacking, proof that he's hacking. It's insane. Like, sometimes, like, I don't know, content creators are smart with it, like when it comes to just like the drama baiting sometimes, like it's
yeah, it totally depends on like how you go about it. That shit's funny as fuck. That's
every single time he did it, bro, he looked at the camera like, oh. And everyone's just like, pause champ, hacking.
I love the pause champ emote, dude.
Oh man,
It's honestly really crazy just to think about like how many streamers have gotten swatted or like like
so many.
I don't want to say his name because he's like banned off Twitch and he gets people in trouble, but like one streamer, you know, got he fostered like a really bad community, got swatted on a plane.
Are we talking about frozen water?
That's the one. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, I figured. I just wanted
that
to
was
make
a,
sure.
That was a 200 IQ cover there, bro. I love that.
Yeah, so like I remember like I was in a League of Legends community, you know, and frozen water there, like my buddy found him and like we watched him when he played RuneScape, you know? He had like the fucking the button-up shirt and the tie, you know, the thing whatever he did there. You know, like I watched him for a while and like when he started doing the IRL streams, like, "Oh, cool." And then he just got swatted over.
When the IRL section opened up, that was, shit was so toxic.
It still is.
It was just a bunch of fucking small viewer Andes running around with a speaker and text-to-speech donations in public.
Oh, that grinds my gears, dude. The amount of, I'm sorry, if you're a streamer and you're going out in public with text-to-speech on, and you don't have filters on your shit, you're a fucking asshole. Dude, the amount of people,
do you remember the guy who went into a college campus and then the bomb detonation text-to-speech
played? Yeah, I remember that. I remember, I remember hearing about that. I didn't know he was still in jail. But the amount of people that like would have the N-word, or I'm like, dude, if your community is constantly like putting racial slurs and making people uncomfortable that you're, when you're in public and all this other shit and talking sexual harassment, you're an asshole. You know damn better to turn that off. Yeah. No, I unfollowed a lot of people because I was like, dude, like, I just don't. And I know people can change and all this other stuff, but I was like, dude, I don't want to be associated with that shit. Like, you're totally like, that's not fair to the people that are in those IRL streams that technically didn't even give you consent for that. Like, that's just, it's fucked up. I really just struggle with text-to-speech, period. Like, I would love to use it, but it gets abused so, so fucking much. There should be a better way for it to be connected through Twitch so that your Twitch filters, like, work on stream elements or whatever it is that you use too, but and so those users don't get through. But
I have a potential topic.
Yeah.
But it goes off of what you said. Mm-hmm. It's just a genuine question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people can change?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like drastically, like to the point to where they
yes. Yeah.
Do you think it's Jeb? So, why are you nodding your head?
Let's hear yours.
There are very few people in my life who I feel like have like wronged me, right? Mm-hmm. But like, to those who have, right? You're raised a certain way. You have like your parents raised you a certain way. You're exposed to certain things growing up, XYZ. Again, like you are cultivated to be the person you are today, based upon the events in your life, around the people who hang around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, you know, people can change a little bit. You know, like certain aspects can change. You know, they can somehow, you know, stop using the N-word and go to therapy to stop using the N-word. Who was that? What's the
Papa John's? Dude, I'll never get over it. I talked about this yesterday too. I'll never forget when he bragged that he hadn't said the N-word for like 4 months or whatever it was. Good and I was job, like, good buddy. Job, Papa John. Nice.
But that's what I'm saying though, right? It's like,
you think he has a calendar in his office? He marks off every day he has to say
2 days since saying the N-word.
Oh, bro.
But like, fuck, at the end of the day, right? Like, he's trying not to say the N-word. But like, why was he saying it in the first place? Is he inherently racist? Does he think it's funny? Like, there's something that will always be there.
It totally depends, I feel like, on the circumstance and if there's been true progress shown. So kind of like, you know, I like when people like, you know, go kind of going back into the cancel culture shit, right? When people dig up tweets from like when lingo was drastically different back in like 2010, 2016, like even though that was only 5 years ago, like that's, I feel like, not fair if they've shown progress. Especially even with videos, like videos and shit were different back then. If they're not being or acting or saying those things now and like genuinely have reflected on that behavior, I feel like that's bullcrap to just bring that, you know, like again, genuine change, because people change over time. Expecting someone to be the exact same, you know, a year ago even is, you know, bullshit. That's, you're not that way. Nobody's perfect. All this other crap. I'm drastically different than when I was even a year ago. Like, I, you know, I've grown a lot. I am night and day different from a person that I was back in, like, you know, even 2016. Like, I, you know, I wasn't saying slurs and all that shit, but I hung out with a stupid crowd, and not including Jeb, but Jeb knows the group that I'm talking about.
Let's put Jeb into that crowd.
we all hung out with stupid people at some point, and like, you know, you realize that's wrong and you fucking fix it and you stop hanging out with that crowd and you have self-reflection. I had internalized misogyny issues because I was in, and I reflected and realized, wow, my asshole of an ex, like, who was controlling and pushing these ideals on me, was the reason I was thinking that way rather than thinking for myself and all this other stuff. And I was like, okay, so that was a whole huge arc of self-reflection for me, stopping avoiding talking to all those other people and crap. So it's like, you know, I obviously don't think the same as I did back then. Like, you know, it just, so anyways, taking that into other people, like,
people can change drastically, but it's not easy.
Yes.
Which is why you don't see it that often.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, that, I guess.
Because people have to want to change.
Yeah. That's I guess, like, I, in a way, I wanted to word it a certain way, but I couldn't. But it's pretty much just, like a lot of people want to, quote unquote, want to change. Like, a lot of people, like, want to not be the toxic person that they are or be, like, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I guess, like, a lot of people don't put that effort in. So I guess I was, like, I guess the question is somewhat, like, do you think the general population can change and stuff like that, because it, from the majority of the things that I've seen from a lot of people who are like either immature, too childish, toxic, blah 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 blah, most of the time they just don't change, because I feel like they just don't want to, because not changing is easier than
well changing. Especially if you're settled in with a group of people who behave the same way as you do, and there aren't major negative repercussions from your actions.
I was gonna mention that exact thing there. Like, something that I kind of live my life by, right? Or not live my life by, but like, something I keep in mind is you are most alike the five people you're closest with, you spend the most time with, right? Like, no matter what. So if those five people in your life, whether it be like your parents, your friends, you know, brother, sister, whatever, right? If they're all giant fucking pricks, you know, giant Call of Duty assholes, you are probably gonna be a Call of Duty asshole. You know, so it's like, you have to, like, the drastic change comes in part of, like, if there's someone in your life who is, like, you can see is giving you, like, a negative fucking energy there, you have to cut that shit out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's drastic was the word that made me think it's not a lot of people will be able to make a drastic change, because there is too much that you'd have to give up to actually make such a change.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So, for again, sure. People can change, for sure. You know, like, I imagine people that Maddie and I spoke with back in the day could have changed, but at the same time, I don't really care about them being my life again.
Yeah, it's like, once you've burned a bridge, like, you, odds are you won't get it back. And the other thing that also keeps people from changing is the fear of leaving that friend group, not just because of, like, you're not going to have friends anymore. Well, that, but the other one I was going to bring up is of that group being malicious to you. When I left the group that we used to hang out with, they maliciously attacked my stream and slandered the fuck out of me for over a year. It was bad. Like, really, really bad. And it was very frustrating. So yeah, that's like, I know a lot of other people go through that bullshit. Like, and you know, to this day, I've never had an apology for any of that bull crap, even though Jeb has said those people have changed. It's like, and I don't hold a grudge over it anymore, but it's like, you know, if you gave a fuck, I feel like the person you fucking harassed for a year, you'd say something to.
I just want to jump in and say, I haven't talked to any of them either. So yeah. I don't know if they changed or not. They could have changed.
I've heard, like, from the grapevine they have, which is like good for them, but it's still a thing where it's like, yo, you did that for, like, you know, someone you really fucked and over for a while. Like,
not a lot of us aren't really that old.
No.
So a lot of the shitty people we met growing up were kind of just doing that growing up.
Some of the stuff that.
Sure. Not all, but some.
Yeah.
Which actually kind of brings me to a next question here. If someone's burnt you, would you give them a second chance?
Takes a lot to get me to that point, so my answer is going to be no.
Maz, if I wronged you to a point where, like, you felt betrayed by me, if I betrayed you,
no,
if Grizzy were to betray you, if Retrix, you know, people who are close to you, if they were to ever burn you something, would you ever, ever, ever give them a chance to rebuild?
Wasting my time. I'm, like, 90% of the time, if I'm being completely honest with you, I'm a very time-oriented person. Like, I feel like I try to do everything as efficient as possible. And I would like to say that, like, if you wrong me, I'm there's no point with me putting in, unless I see you putting in like 95% of the effort, I'm not doing it, because you need to earn back what you messed up in the first place. I'm very like cutthroat with that, because me personally, I try my best to treat everyone as best as I possibly can. And if you screw me over, then I couldn't care less about you. Like, literally couldn't care less about you. Like, you're out of my life. Mm-hmm. That's just like, that's also a reason to why I'm very, very private. And what I mean by that is like most people just, no one knows much about me. and I like it that way. It's like, they know enough to be like, hey, I play video games and I laugh. Aha. Like, that's all I need to, like, that's all I need. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't trust people. People are snakes, bro.
Wrong. Yeah. I feel like similar to Noah and Maz. It depends on the circumstance, but like, it's really hard to get that back to that point. I had people that, you know, asked, like, had me come play games with them, and I kind of, depending on the circumstance, have a 3-strike rule. Well, 3 times of someone selling my spot to a larger creator so they could get bigger exposure, rather than when they begged me to come play for earlier in the week, and then that time comes around and that spot's filled, you know, I'm going to not want to associate with you anymore because that's shown your true color, sort of thing. Like, that bridge is burned. Like, you don't, you only care about the other side of it. So when you come back crawling to me and ask for help for things, it's really hard for me to want to do that. I had a lot of people do that when I started blowing up, that pulled things like that. And then I was like, you know, it's not that I think that they're necessarily quote unquote bad, but it's like, I don't think that they genuinely like me. And I don't
want
intentions. Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, and I literally went through a whole dilemma when I grew. I was like, yo, I don't know who the fuck I trust anymore. So I like unfollowed everybody but 20 people, you know, and I like,
I was one of those.
It's insane, dude. I had to like work on, like, I was like, okay, I need to ground myself. I need to refigure shit out, like all this other crap, but it was very frustrating. But yeah, that's like a big thing for me, the whole snake shit. And it's like, you know, people can apologize for that, but I'm not going to go out of my way to want to like associate with those people, you know, after you've done something like that.
So, it's kind of literally just a waste of your time. Like, you could be doing so many better things. Like, instead of just like trying to get that back, you could literally just be working more or just having fun, going on a vacation, playing video games. You just so many
Maddie
things
vacation.
You can do.
Yeah, that really
don't go on vacation.
No, Maddie don't take days off.
Okay.
I was supposed to take off yesterday and ended up recording for 7 hours.
You're gonna have a mandatory week every year that you have to leave, and then we're all going somewhere.
Hey, good luck with that.
Yeah, see, as much as I love the idea of Vegas, I just think a group vacation down to Mexico would be so much more fun.
Then everybody's gotta get their passports.
Anywhere cheap,
get a
I'm
fucking
good.
Passport.
I have a passport. I'm just saying other people gotta
get
passport.
Your fucking passport.
Yeah, imagine not having a passport.
It takes no time at all.
Just like not
you
having
get
a passport.
Fucking picture taken and you're done.
It's a lot more complicated than that.
It is.
It's a lot more complicated.
It is a lot more complicated.
It's just a photo, man.
Oh no, you enter in a bit of your information.
No, you have to like supply them your birth certificate, your social security number, all these government paperwork, all your ID. Yes, in the US, your other paperwork. You have to have like, it's literally infinitely more tedious than getting a new driver's license.
Bro,
in a different state.
I just gave him a high five.
Yeah.
I just went to Walmart and got a picture taken.
Yeah, that's literally not what
it
is here.
That's not how it is here.
You just take it and then you get your passport.
No, the US doesn't want you to leave. They don't want you to leave. They make it as hard as fucking possible for you to go elsewhere.
You're the land of the free, but they don't want you to fucking leave.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
We are free to travel anywhere within our land.
Bro, it's literally
this land is yours.
when I was heading to England like a while ago, like a couple years ago, my whole family, all of our passwords were like done. So then we just went to Walmart, got our pictures taken, and we got the passports later on. Everything was fine.
Yeah,
it's
to
so
renew your passport, to renew your passport, it's easy in the U.S. if you've had one and it hasn't expired. But yeah, I've never had a passport.
Well, I guess maybe that's because we renew it. Maybe I've never lived
like
life
that's
without
just
a passport.
That's the just picture part. Yeah, like when you're that's the renewal. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never lived life without a passport because, like I said, my parents came from England, so I was born with a passport at that point, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm also dual citizen, so like, I've had two passports this whole time.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So then, so Canada's supposed to get, not Canada, I'm going to say like all of the what's it called? The Commonwealth? So Canada, Australia, and the UK are supposed to get like some sort of shared... That's what it is?
C-A-N-Z-U-K. It's Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and United Kingdom. Or we apparently had it. It's called CANZUK. It pretty much what it is you could work once it's like down. Like I, like any of my British friends could come to Canada without a work visa, and I could go to Australia without a work visa. We could go through all four of the countries: New Zealand, Canada. The United Kingdom and Australia, all four countries we could travel through all without a work visa.
That's fucking cool.
Apparently, from what my parents told me, it was a thing, but it ended when the UN happened, and then now, or something like that, and then now Brexit happened, they're thinking about doing it again. Something like that. I messed up the words, but long story short, it happened. The whole world came together. England said, I'm out, and then now they're thinking of doing CANZUK again.
Well, yeah, because everybody in England is like, well, now that we're not a part of the EU, we need passports to enter Europe.
Yeah, but it's also like, but just think about it. CANZUK literally means I could work in England. I can make money in England if I want to. I can move there for a whole year without a work visa.
Australia, too, man. It's just like
New Zealand.
You are given all of these different locations. New Zealand seems
like the coolest fucking...
Like, we could literally move there. Like, we're like, hey, you know what? I'm sick of Canada. I'm going to New Zealand. and then I'm just working in New Zealand, and that's it. It's Canada's lit.
I'm just saying, Canada's kind of dope.
Canada's
kind of dope. Free healthcare.
I feel like I've established that over the course of this podcast is that I would like to be in Canada.
Canada dope. Like you Canada drink dope. At 19. I think you also smoke at 19. 18. You smoke at 18?
Yeah. I think that's.
I don't know. But on top of that, like you got like, bro, we need a Toronto trip for one reason only. I keep saying this: food,
good food.
You have every single culture of food, every single country. It's just like bop, 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 bop down one street. You could go from Little Italy to I think is literally this entire town called Chinatown, and it's the best. All the
Toronto it's is so actually good. Such like a multicultural haven. It's actually so incredible just walking through it.
Oh, the food is so good. It's so good. I love food.
I'd say sushi here is better. But like fucking literally everything else you find in Toronto, like, obviously it depends like, where you go, but like they've got everything, man.
You could literally look at a map of Toronto. You see Koreatown, Chinatown, Little Italy. This is not a town, but it's like a road, which is pretty much like a Jamaican road where it's just like the best Jamaican food ever. There's certain spots where you could get Ghanaian or Nigerian food. So you have like every culture.
Cool.
Arab food is everywhere, bro. So you got shawarmas, you got falafels, you got papada. Everything, bro.
I'm in love with Lebanese food, man. I've been having it more and more recently, but like
it's so much diversity in my mouth. It's great.
That's what she said.
God, bro, it's genuinely though.
You can't say that. Nah, you can't say that.
Genuinely though, Toronto is the spot for food, man. It is. Like what I want to do is like I want to like actually no I can't say it on there anyway I have an idea for like vlogs and stuff. It'll be flipping sick though. Mm-hmm. I just love food. I love food. Food is flipping nice.
Well, yeah, all I'm saying is Swoop Airlines is like a $150 to $200 ticket out to Toronto, so like I well, can just do that.
Maybe just you two be hanging out.
Bro, all I gotta say is I have ideas for things, and I would like some special guests every once in a while to come down. So like obviously we got Rush and Greg who are already here, and I got
Shout
Retrix,
out Greg!
But also Greg, yeah, but also you got you and anyone else who wants to come down from America to hop on this idea, because
that
like,
would be come up
to Canada to for the idea, because like I want special guests for this idea, and I want to do it, and I want to do it well, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be great.
I want to go up to the parts of Canada where nobody lives.
Everywhere.
Like way north.
You know what? Speaking of that,
like
right,
where it's only
like
ice.
The northern
snowboarding places, you know?
Like you can like northern BC. Northern BC has like a lot of small towns. And so one of the small towns actually So we had a heat wave not too long ago.
Yeah, it just got devastated and completely 90%
of the town was burnt
in 2 hours.
To shreds in 2 hours.
Holy shit.
Right? So what they did, right? They had a fantastic week. So heat wave started. They peaked at 119 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. Second day, 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Or I think like the hottest it got was 120 degrees Fahrenheit. They got to 50 degrees Celsius.
Mm.
That was hotter than Nevada. I think that's like hotter than Nevada's, I'm not gonna say ever been, but like
50 degrees.
It was higher than, yeah, it was, no one, how often do you get up to 120 degrees Fahrenheit?
It doesn't even happen in Illinois.
It doesn't happen often, period.
122 Fahrenheit is that was, but 50 degrees Celsius is mental.
Like, that's fucking crazy. I would
never guess Canada. I'm pretty sure that happens out in the desert, but the difference is it gets cold at night.
Well, that's a desert, right? So they had 4 days, 3 or 4 days of that, and then the fifth day, their entire town was burnt.
Did people get out in time? Or I mean, I know
everyone
it burned.
Everyone but two people.
There were two deaths, and then like the rest is just again everyone else just
nobody has a home fled. Or a business anymore.
That's like literally sad, just ignited dude. From the heat.
It wasn't from the heat. People are saying a few things. One person, one source says. From CN Rails, they thought that the train might have caused a fire, which then ignited the town, which I don't know if it's been proven true or false now, but like there's been so
either
many
way
things.
The town was burnt down
that's 2 hours. Terrifying and super fucking sad.
So that's the mental. Town of Lytton, I've actually thought about this. It's like, well, does Lytton exist anymore? That entire town burned down in 2 hours. If I go up there right now, is that still Lytton or what is it?
I would assume it's still technically the like they still count Lytton. It. Like, I mean, did everybody leave to the neighboring town? Like, are they? I'm assuming they're probably camping
can live
and
there.
Shit. But yeah, I guess
a lot
yeah
of
because
people, yeah.
Damn.
I just know that they've like a lot of people have come to the city to like, you know, take refuge. I guess, but like, there's nothing you can really. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
I mean, like. On the bright side, I feel like since the town pretty much turned to ashes, you know, you can rebuild in some interesting ways.
Yeah.
Make a nice little new town. And then everybody can come back and live if they want to, which they probably don't because all their shit got burnt down.
I don't think they're getting insured or anything. That's another thing.
How could they not be? They're the government...
Like, I need to do more research on there, but, like, I remember, like, I don't know.
Those people had to have home insurance.
Probably.
Yeah, like, I'd have to look into this more, but, like, it's a reminder for homeowners to check insurance policies, so, you know, do that. They had I actually want to show this picture. It was a before and after. The pictures of what... the town looked like, and I'm just gonna put into streaming chat, you know, this is 2 hours apart, the entire city, the entire town, you know, goes from being beautiful,
that
lush
sucks,
to just
dude holy shit,
that's actually insane.
That town is super pretty. That's so fucking sad, man.
You know, and again, it's like it's just crazy to see that exact same perspective, and
that's nutty.
Yeah, so anywho, that's my TED Talk.
Shit. We covered a lot of ground today. Speaking of which, it is 9:17 now, so I'm assuming we should probably start wrapping up. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. No, dude, you're totally fine. Don't worry about it. Yo, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. I appreciate it again. Make sure you check everybody's links down below. Go check out Maz's stuff. Maz, links. Thank you for coming on to the show. I appreciate it.
Maz.
Hey, yo. Yeah?
Nah, yeah. Just... I'm doing an echo.
Oh my god. But I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your evening. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a thumbs up and sub down below. There's a bunch of other content on the channel.
Content on the channel.
channel. And don't forget, I think you leave a heart on Spotify. I'm not really sure how it works, but do the good stuff on Spotify.
Spotify.
And don't forget, 10% off Dream merch with code Crusader. So everything's linked down below on the YouTube.
10% off Dream merch with code Crusader.
Crusader.
Beautiful. Y'all have a fantastic rest of your evening. Thank you for watching and listening to episode number 8.
Number 9.
Number 21. Hey, adios. I'm still not on the world in fucking Final Fantasy. Oh my.